Simple thing to say, Bobby, but a smile back on your face, character of your team, and what two fantastic results you've had.
Yeah, it's been a good end to the week. We've managed to pick ourselves up after the drubbing at West Ham, and that's very pleasing. It sends the right signals out to our fans that we're not going to accept this, and we're not going to lie down and capitulate. We're going to stand up, be counted, and we got the results, and I'm very pleased about that.
All round, it must be your forwards this today that's actually given you this result. Dexter played well, Nick played well, Mickey played well, and the service they were getting was excellent as well.
Well, it's a team game. We've not conceded a goal, which makes it easier for us. But yeah, you're right, the forwards did chip in, and that's what they're there for. Our defenders are there to stop goals getting in at our end. But it's very much a team game, and as a team we played very well.
What's brought this turnaround? Because you mentioned the result at West Ham, and then suddenly 2-3-0s, two clean sheets, two excellent results. And I presume your backroom staff have been drilling into your players what they've got to do.
We've been drilling that in all season. Sometimes it takes longer than other times to make sure everything clicks together. Sometimes it's not having the right personnel available. But we've got a squad of players here who will compete, and that's pleasing. You look at our bench today, there's five players on that bench, well, four players on that bench. They can come in and be offensive and add to us again. And that's the quality we need. There's been other times when I've looked on the bench and I'm thinking, well, who's going to do anything for us? I've got a few defensive players there and other players who maybe not be capable of playing at this level. But we've got players now who can come in and compete and score goals as we did today.
One of those players who scored, Dexter. What's the situation with him? Will you be able to try and retain his services till the end of the season?
That's always been the aim, but we'll just have to wait and see if it develops. So, as I said, I'll just take it one day at a time.
Nick Chadwick limped off. Are you concerned about, have your physio had a chance to have a look at him and see what's wrong?
Yeah, he's had a look at him, but there's nothing serious, I don't think. He was going to be tired after the efforts he put in during the week, and he did. And I gave Scotty Taylor an opportunity for a run out, and I'm glad Scotty's nicked himself a goal.
Yeah, we were confused about that one because I thought Hasney may have got the final touch, but you certainly were Scott.
No, well, you've seen Hasney's reaction, and Hasney's trying to claim it. But Scotty says he's touched it. I'm not really too fussed who's got it. It would be good if Scotty has claimed it and got it, because it's been a hard time for him coming down here and settling in and moving house and getting his family down. It does take its toll, although people don't understand that.
Long journey on the weekend up to Derby. What's the chances of three clean sheets and three straight wins? It's a long time since Argyle's done that.
Yeah, but that's the aim. We've got to go up there and try and perform in front of our fans. We'll travel up there in good numbers and good heart. And it's going to be a difficult game. Derby are having a great season. They're up there challenging for promotion. And we know how difficult that will be, but we'll give our best shot.